You.
So this would be kind of a pie, but cooked in a real deep dish.
Yeah, you can make strawberry pie or blackberry pie. We used to make that blackberry pie.
Use frost.
Strawberry, yeah, you use strawberry. We never had a strawberry on the island, though. We never had it to buy.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see raspberries? Did you ever grow any other kind of berries?
Mm-hmm. Raspberries? No, the blackberry. That was the place for blackberry here. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they had. Like dumpling, baked dumpling, and everything like that.
Yeah.
Blackberry dumpling.
Dumpling?
Uh-huh. Cake, anything you want. Yeah, blackberry dumpling. Oh, that's delicious.
How was that made? Was it cooked in kind of a dish?
Or? Yeah, you cooked it, they make them in a, it has to boil on the stove in a pan, in a pot.
Yeah. Do you ever make anything out of apples? What would you make out of
apple dumpling? Yeah, my mother used to make that. Not me, because I started helping my mother when I was about 14, 15, then before that. I was at school and I was always at in the house doing something, either play with my dolls or play school or something like that. Olden days people were there, but Siri never did bother their mother like those days. See? If they make a cake, that child has to be sitting right there where they make the cake. Mother, they wouldn't stand there. You couldn't. Or people would come to the house and would be there, neighbor would come and talk. You couldn't stay there. You had to go and play. You couldn't be right there. That's how it was. So our mother used to make apple dumplings, used to make grape puddings, used to make strawberry, blackberry pie, coconut pie.
Cobbler,
yeah, it's almost the same. Cobbler, peach cobbler, thing like that. Well, she used to make all that with apple and with the strawberry, the blackberry. And then she used to, lots of eggs for that, you see, and she had chickens, so she didn't have to buy the eggs, so she used them every day. And we used to make some custard with that. Rice custard? Oh, that was the one they used to make all the time. Eggnog for Christmas, we had, big pot of, two or three big pots of eggnog. That's good too. I still drink, we still have the homemade eggnog we make it. I don't like the one that we buy. I don't like it. I'd rather mine.
Can you give me your recipe? How you do it?
I'm probably a little new to it because I tell you the truth. I'm going to shoot stuff, but I forget on this thing.
I bet you can make a
good one. Well, the only thing I can tell you is that you put your milk to boil. And you got cinnamon. You put cinnamon in there. And you take the eggs, only the yellow of the eggs. With the sugar you need, whatever, 2 or 3 cups of sugar. You put that good and then you stir that good until it comes white. And you put, after your milk is boiled, you add up that in there as the eggnog. Mm-hmm. Then after that, you take your with the white, and we didn't have no egg beater either those days. We had our hand with a fork. See? And beat it good and it comes that high. And as you boil, you put pieces in there, and then some all fluffy and everything. And the eggnog.
Oh, when somebody had a good appetite, you say they could sure put away the...
Oh, I guarantee they can put away and drink all they can drink. And they got a good appetite, they sure can put about 10 or 12 pounds every day. They eat and drink all those things. But olden days, people wasn't like these days. You see, that's why people die of heart attack, this and that. They got so many things to eat. But olden days, I can remember. I couldn't have one candy a day. That's all I had. I could have a candy a day. My mother would give me a dime or go get a candy or maybe a cookie or maybe a little bitty pie. And that was it. And we were satisfied with that, too. We never come back. My mother used to sell ice cream. To sell ice cream, I'd go there and give me one of those ice cream,